Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. Follow at 106.7 The Fan for the station. Follow Brian on Twitter at B. Mitch Live NBCS. Follow me on Twitter at JP Finley NBCS. Follow Mullins at Mullins 106.7. And moronically, you can follow Cody Betts at Cody _ Shook.
No, Cody Shook _.
Just make it Cody Betts.
I have a poll going right now. How about you retweet and get some
Cody
votes going?
For goodness sakes, you're such a nice young man, and I feel like you try really hard, and you generally listen. Brian, should he or should he not change his name to Cody Betts?
Well, it's kind of hard to make a man just get rid of his surname.
Like, what about the people that know me outside of the radio station?
They can start, since you said that, now I'm going to say, they can also know you with another name. You just tell them my name changed.
Okay.
This poll has been up for an hour and has 11 votes. I think you can change it without really upsetting too many people. 11 people in an hour have voted.
Yeah, but if you retweet it, then there'll be 100 votes.
You know what? I won't retweet anything you do until you change your Twitter name to Cody Betts.
You don't even follow me, so that doesn't change anything.
I don't follow you.
Thanks, JP.
I will follow you and retweet your first 5 tweets once you change your name to Cody Betts. Can you commit to the same thing, Brian?
I'm following now. I don't put no stipulations on following my friends.
Are you even going to be able to find it? Because you don't know what the hell his name is.
Cody Shook _.
I guess.
Was that right?
Right. And I just wanted to make it Cody _ Shook because that's what my social media is on every other platform. I wanted to make it the same.
Is it Cody _ Shook?
That's on every other platform, but on Twitter, it's Cody Shook _.
I can't say that because I have multiple, too. So.
Just make it Cody Betts, please.
I'm going to be upset if Cody gets a follow from BMH before I do.
You don't follow Mullins?
I'm about to follow Mullins first.
Yeah.
I've worked with BMH for no lie 6 years before he followed me on Twitter.
The difference between me and the world... People that I text,
just me against the world,
the people
baby.
I text and talk to daily, I don't need to follow you on social media. I believe in friendship over some damn social media ships.
So, that sounded dangerous. I'll say this.
But be real, though.
But you don't like Twitter. You like Instagram. Like, you comment on Instagram. I think Instagram's a medium you enjoy more.
It's just one that I happen to be on that more and talking. But ultimately, I don't like none of them. But I'd rather talk to you on the phone than tweet you.
Sure.
Like, a lot of times you'll post something, what I do, I'll text you, I'll call you.
Right.
That's just the way, okay, I'm going to Jim Mullins first.
Speaking of name changes,
follow.
I just found out Brock, producer of the Reese Waters Show, we all used to work together once upon a time.
That's who he stole from.
Brock. The Diet Coke that I took yesterday was Brock's, which I thought, and that's why I wasn't that remorseful.
No, you didn't say anything about Brock yesterday.
Listen, a couple of things. Brock is rebranded. Brock is now known as Gary Williams Jr. or Righty Drizel, whatever you prefer. He thinks the track record to success is being a famous coach's son. So,
I just started following the two guys.
Good for you. I won't follow Cody until he changes his name. And then I will follow him and retweet him.
Hey, Cody, you want me to retweet your stuff now?
Brock has also offered, and I don't know that any of you Virginia guys know the delicacy that is Continental in Kensington, Maryland. Are any of you familiar with Continental in Kensington?
Yes.
Are you? Yeah. Mullins, that's impressive. How?
Gary Williams Jr. has brought it in before.
Okay. Continental is fantastic. Fantastic. Brock said next Monday he will bring it in. And I said, I will buy if you'll pick it up and bring it in. And we're having a feast.
A feast of what? What type of food?
Chicken souvlaki, steak and cheese, pizza, french fries.
I eat it.
It's a feast, and you're invited. I'm wildly excited about that.
I'll bring the drinks.
Perfect. Diet Coke and Dr. Pepper, please.
I thought I could bring real drinks.
I have to drive to Richmond.
Oh, well.
So Monday is also the last day we'll all be together before football season starts.
I might be in Richmond.
Okay. Well, I don't think Cody and Mullins are going to be in Richmond.
But they're in the fishbowl anyway.
Yeah, they're in the aquarium anyway. You should come to Richmond. I got a lot set up.
I got a lot set up, too.
I'm aware of that.
I just have to decide if I want to go to Richmond multiple days. I may come down Wednesday, do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from there.
Okay, let me know. Let's get to the phone lines. The question for the phone lines, a lot. Mullins, let's see if we can find, I think Baldy was on with Grant and Danny. Brian Baldinger was on with them and was very, very bullish about the Washington football team. Rich Eisen came out and said he thinks the Washington football team is going to win 12 games. 12-1-2. Sam Acho just came out and said he thinks Washington is the biggest competitor with Tampa in the NFC. Talking about winning a conference. Are people getting nervous about the hype surrounding the Washington football team? We just had Dalton Ross on. If you missed that interview, use the Odyssey app, rewind, or listen to the podcast. Dalton said, hell yeah, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brendan in La Plata. Brendan.
La Plata.
Brendan, are you nervous about the hype train?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. So, I am very cautiously optimistic about this team and the hype around it. I know this defense is good. The offense can be good, but Ryan Fitzpatrick is a huge question mark. But I do think when Tampa Bay comes to FedEx, we're going to beat them this year.
They owe him one.
I think they might.
When is that? Is that November? I believe
it's sometime mid to late in the season.
I'm going to pull it up real quick. Tampa comes to FedEx Field Week 10, November 14th. Thank you for the call, Brendan. Phone lines are open 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Washington might beat Tampa in November. Who would you take in January?
If they beat him in November, then I'll be leaning towards taking him again. But all that talk that they keep hearing, and I'm sure they've heard it. I'm sure the guy who was cracking jokes at the White House just yesterday, he heard them say, oh, man, we were right in that game. He might say, instead of beating him by 8 next time, they'd beat him by 20.
Remember when Brady was still with the Patriots and they hung 52 on Joe Gibbs?
52-7.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And we were optimistic and talking a lot of trash then, too.
Here's the question. More and more national pundits are predicting big things for the Washington football team. Does that make you nervous? Gambit DC listener lines are open. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067.
It doesn't make me nervous when I hear from ESPN people because they are a straight hot take show station. Whatever is going to get more people logging in and clicking, they're going to do that. So I don't get surprised when it's somebody from ESPN.
Baldy knows his stuff, though. Brian Baldinger crunches film. He's legit. And here's the thing. There is real reason for optimism. But I don't know that I'm going 12-5 with Rich Eisen.
It's real reason for optimism, And there are a lot of reasons not to have the optimism too.
Sure.
Because we talk about the defense, and you have told people about it is not on the same level of like the 2000 Ravens, this, that, and the other.
Correct.
And nobody believes that. And we go back to just the running aspect of the defense last year. We looked at the talent that they played at quarterback last year. That helps. Listen. Do I think this defense, do I think they're good? Well, hell yeah. They could be great. They have to make that step. It doesn't always happen. When you flip over to the offense, yes, we've added some more talent. But that talent hadn't played together either. The offensive line is makeshift. We don't know. We hope. So I'd rather pump my brakes a little bit and wait instead of throwing it out there so early.
Mullins. There is hype surrounding the Washington football team. You love very few things, but I think deep down in that black heart of yours, I do think you love the Washington football team. You have pictures with Beamich from Dick's Sporting Goods in 1997.
Wow.
Are you nervous?
I don't have pictures, but I do still have the cards he signed.
Are you nervous about the hype surrounding the Washington football team?
Yeah, of course I'm nervous. You look at the people who are kind of hyping the team, I don't think they have exactly a great track record of success at identifying who, you know, the good up-and-coming team is going to be. So when you see a lot of the kind of the hot take people coming out and saying that Washington is the team to watch, yes, that makes me nervous.
Like if Skip Bayless comes out and says he thinks Washington's going to win 13 games,
I'm going
for the hills.
I'm going to start crying because that'll just end it for us. Yeah, that's like if I was going to be if I was going to like bet, I would just listen to whatever all the ESPN people, like whatever team they were hyping relentlessly, and I would just bet the under. If you did that with the Browns a few years ago, you would have been a genius. Everybody couldn't shut up about how great they were going to be, and they were just a massive disappointment. I'm terrified that's going to happen to us.
I also think the Browns are going to underwhelm this year. There's a lot of Browns hype for a perennially awful franchise, but sadly,
from a lot of those same people that's hyping the other team.
For 20 years, this is a Browns-esque franchise. This tweet from Sam Acho is just crazy to me. Jeff Saturday just accused me of being high on national TV, and you know what? He's right. I am high. I'm high on the Washington NFL team being the biggest challenge for Tampa Bay in the NFC. Coaching and culture, teamwork and talent, Washington has what it takes. I have a question.
All right.
My hand is up. I officially have a question. Cody, can I go? No. I'm going to go. Washington has what it takes. Ryan Fitzpatrick is the starting quarterback. I like Ryan. I think he could be pretty good. But has what it takes. What is it? I just...
The question comes down to why do they say all these things? When have they seen it happen? Now, it could. But I don't think anybody that just said all that stuff and they praise Ryan in that manner can have any backup to why they believe that stuff, other than just, I just want to say it.
800-636-1067. Are you getting nervous by the hype train that's starting to surround the Washington football team? Because here's what I know. I've seen this movie 1,000 times. When we get to Richmond next week and everybody starts putting out every reporter down there with a cell phone, all the fans in the stands, there's going to be all sorts of videos and pictures of Chase Young dominating Sam Cosmi, of Terry McLaurin getting deep and catching beautiful passes. The hype train is just leaving the station now, but it's about to gain a lot of steam next week.
Let's pump the brakes and backpedal just a little bit. Didn't we just hear about a month ago that Taylor Heineke outplayed Ryan Fitzpatrick in the minicamp?
Minicamp, yes.
And now all these national people are telling us how great they think this is going to be because of him. The local people who were sitting there watching him every day, for the most part, had more people siding with Heinicke than they were Fitzpatrick. And now the national people come out and say some hot takes, and we all now go, oh, now they believe it. The problem with us right now, we're like Philadelphia when it comes to New York. We're little brothers to whatever the national people think instead of believing what the hell you believe in. This town was all on Heinicke. And now, because somebody nationally is saying something, we about to flip the script now. We love roller coasters, what I'm starting to figure out.
Love them. Loop-de-loops.
You know what?
Big old downhill.
I'd rather go
underground volcanoes
on a flat than go up and down with the damn roller coaster.
We don't get flat. This ain't a flat area. It's hilly. Mm-mm. It's hilly, like Kevin Bird's dog. Here's what I want to do. Phone lines are lighting up. Are you getting nervous? Or is it a new day in Washington? It's a new morning in America. Are you confident? Is there a confident bunch out there? This is a different team. This is a different time. This is a different name. Uh-oh. This is not the same old. Things can be different. How you feeling out there? Taking your calls next. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067 on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I tumble for you. I tumble for you. Culture Club? Or is this Boy George solo? What the hell do you think he's talking about?
I don't even think about what he's talking about. What he's talking about.
I do.
I didn't listen to that song.
This is in The Wedding Singer. This song plays a big role, I believe.
You're missing me completely.
Phone lines are lit up. Folks are nervous. Some folks are not nervous. Here's the question. See, now you like the song. A number of national pundits, Brian Baldinger, Rich Eisen, Sam Acho, people believe not just that the Washington football team is going to be good, but that they're going to be damn good.
Okay.
And that they will challenge Tampa for superiority.
So they've bleeped every other team out there that in the NFC that we thought were good. They just leaped them all.
For some, it appears that way. My question for longtime Washington football team fans and residents of this city and this area, does that make you nervous? Mullins, fair to call you quite nervous by the hype, Mullins? Quite nervous. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our guy, Dan. Dan, are you nervous?
A little bit, but I won't be nervous until training camp and when I see the players, how they talk. Are they going to talk about we and keep our head down and grinding, or are we going to get some of the great prognostications like we got in the past and naming themselves and giving nicknames? So right now it's been pretty quiet. We don't have all this stuff on social media. Everyone's keeping their head down. But what they start saying, how they talk to themselves, that's when I'll decide to get nervous. And the other thing I'm worried about...
So you don't want to hear about the flight marshals? Is that accurate?
Yes, I think that's okay. And the other thing that makes me nervous is how the locker room will be. Is this vaccine COVID thing going to cause problems in the locker room? If they keep themselves together as a good group, I think we'll be okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, buddy. The COVID thing is going to be a real... I don't know how that's going to shake out. And there are players now, you start following players' social media that are not only not interested, but defiantly not interested in getting the vaccine.
But see, the whole thing about it is, for all those prognosticators to go out and say all the things that they're saying and not having a clue of what's going to transpire in that little sense right there.
Let's go to...
They're not paying attention.
Russ. Russ is in Charlestown. Russ, are you near the casino?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Come on up, play some slots, man.
I was in Charlestown.
I was in Hamilton
last night at Firefly, which is not far from you.
That's cool. I've been out to the Lowry's Crab House down there in Hamilton sometime. Have some seafood. Pretty good.
We should go. Get the party bus.
Yeah. Hey, my thing is, fellas, I'm a little nervous. I mean, you look at the... this schedule. I mean, you look at the first nine games of the to the bye. I don't know if these national pundits and everything are looking at just how realistic. It's going to be tough. And if you talk about Tampa Bay and they didn't have White in at linebacker during that game with Heineke.
Correct.
And that's a bad linebacker. I mean, look what he did. I mean, so you know, Washington didn't have to play against White too with the Bucks at the time. But I'm thinking with the schedule and everything. I mean, they made great positive changes with all the new stuff, and I think the national media is positive on them, and they're probably giving them, you know, a decent positive pick, you know. But the reality of it is the schedule. And Scott Turner, I'm telling you, you got to be aggressive. I know the scene is a little soft, and I hope you ain't soft.
Thank you, Russ. Appreciate the call, buddy.
All right, man.
People are chiming in on Twitter as well. Chad Lall, I hope I'm saying that right, says, I think the hype is a little too much for the Washington football team. For fans, I think we have seen this time and time again, only to fail to meet expectations. Another part of me, though, looks at the culture and depth on the roster and wants to be optimistic. Our buddy Jeff Thorne says, not nervous. It's all just talk. We can't be much worse than we have been. I'm just going to keep pulling for them but not get my hopes up. Let's go to Steve.
No, I'm not going to get my hopes up. That means he's nervous.
Yeah, right?
What the hell?
You get your hopes up when you're confident. Let's go to Steve in Rockville. Steve, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Well, first of all, you guys are great. I love you. Thank God you guys are together because you work well together.
Thanks, man.
First of all, prognosticators are them and weatherman, the only jobs in the world that have no accountability. They can do say whatever they want, and, you know, it doesn't happen. And no one ever goes back and looks at their record and says, well, nothing they ever says comes to fruition, you know, and it's just like the weatherman says it's going to be a dusting. Well, I haven't been able to find a dusting shovel at Home Depot when we get 8 inches of snow the next day. So all of Washington doesn't need this because they're the kings of the off season anyway. You know, they're the biggest hype train every off season about. And now when you got national people joining in, I think they better be careful, you know, and not listen, you know, their own press clippings and go out there and work this off season.
All right. Thank you for the call, Steve.
I kind of go along with the young man who scored 50 points last night. I was watching a thing on TV the prior night. And they asked him, how do you approach? He said, after I have a big game, I try to totally forget about it and not worry about what I did. And so I focus on what I need to do. And I think that is exactly what that caller is talking about. Everybody, fans and players alike, are so concerned with the national media things. Okay? And I've always felt like if you go out and you do what you're supposed to do, and the people that know you on a daily basis, if they're happy, to hell with what the other people think. Okay, now the national media comes out, then they start believing all of that, and normally you take a slight step back, and you don't work as hard. You don't run that extra lap. You don't do the extra rep. And then when you get on the field, you find out that, damn, it doesn't work just because somebody said it. It's work because you go out and do what you need to do to get it done.
Richmond John on Twitter says, I'm feeling like I just went back and watched Fitzpatrick games from last season before he got benched and realized he kind of stinks. That's alarming. Keep the phone lines going. Wayne is in Bowie, and boy, oh boy, does he have a take. What's up, Wayne?
Hello, guys. I love you guys. I look at you on Redskins Post Game Live, and Brian Mitchell, you need to open that restaurant. Take it to the house, because I'm going to be the first in line. But look, I've listened to the media. And I look at Julie every day on the Washington football team television show. Everybody talks about Fitzpatrick like he's won the Super Bowl. He's been to 10 playoff games. Let me tell you something. Fitzpatrick has been given the job by you guys and the media because he's been given $10 million. Whoop-de-doo. Guess what? Deion Sanders was given $56 million. To outplay and to take Darryl Green's job. And in my eye, Darryl Green gave this organization his heart, his sweat, and his soul. We had a guy on the team, number 30. They said he was too slow. Well, guess what? Number 30 went to Philly and still ran, 4.2, whatever. He was running touchdowns back. So, when I hear you guys in the media say, well, Heineke may get hurt. So what? He isn't hurt now. And the thing I don't like about Ron Rivera, he talks out of both sides of his mouth. He'll tell you there'll be a competition. Guess what? There won't be no competition because he will start Fitzpatrick. And Fitzpatrick has never been playoffs. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. So why are so many people excited about him? Give the young legs a try. I'm telling you, Heineke will be our franchise quarterback.
Wow.
Take care, guys. I love you. I'm out.
Thank you, man. Wayne. Wayne never disappoints.
All right.
Nobody is nervous.
Take it to the high.
Are people just lying?
I don't know, man.
It's very un-Washington fan to be not nervous. Let's go to D.C. D.C., what's up? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, good morning, B. Mitch. Good morning, Finley.
What's up, man?
Listen, you said it earlier. You said it earlier. The hype bus just pulled up. It's just a matter of time. We see whatever we're supposed to see when the lights come on. The girls do the dance on the sideline, and the boys strap up. at least we got a group of guys that we saw play together last year.
Hey, they got boys dancing on the sideline now, too. Let's point that out.
Well, I don't know about that. That's another animal. That's another meeting. And this meeting right here, the men are strapping up. And if they're not men, by the time they get to the game, they will be when the game is over. This is where we separate the boys from the men, the girls from the boys, and we play football. And that's what we do in Washington. That's what we've been doing, and now there's a new culture here, dude, and I'm all about it. No, I'm not nervous. I'm ready to get down. The hype bus just pulled up.
It's a hype space rocket. Yeah. It's a hype Jeff Bezos Venus rocket.
Jeff Bezos space rocket.
Thank you for the call, DC. Appreciate you, buddy. Well, he's clearly not nervous, Cody, if you're keeping track. How on earth nobody is calling in and saying they're nervous? I don't understand. Let's go to JaVale and Culpepper. JaVale, you are also not nervous?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I don't feel a reason, to be nervous. I think we upgraded in all positions, you know, and the wide receiver core upgraded, linebackers upgraded, secondary upgraded. You know, when it comes to the offensive line, you know, we brought in Cosme, which I feel that the staff feels is an upgrade. You know, I don't feel that we've taken any steps back. And when it comes to Fitzpatrick, you know, I'm not saying he's great. I don't think anybody is expecting him to be great. However, I do feel he's a lot better than what we had last season. You know, so I really don't understand why there's a need to feel nervous. When it comes to Fitzpatrick also, we hear about, you know, what took place at OTAs and mini camp, you know, I heard a quote yesterday from Fitzpatrick where he was brought in to be the starter. So that lets me know that Rivera has already let him know that he's going to be the starter. So I feel he came in, you know, during that period, learning the playbook, getting to know the guys, you know, where Heineke, I look at him as more like a undrafted free agent coming in, you know, trying to prove that he belongs. So I feel you'll see a much different Fitzpatrick, you know, when they get to Richmond next week. So, no, I don't feel a reason to feel nervous.
All right. Thank you for your call, man. JaVale. Phone lines are packed. We're going to keep it going. Surely someone out there, someone is nervous. Mullins is nervous. B, you don't get nervous, but you think people?
Listen, I have always been the same type of. Even when I played, I waited till things began to come together, and then I began to assess it. I'm not about to sit up here and say they're going to be horrible, and I'm damn sure not to sit up here and say that they're going to be Super Bowl contenders.
Well, I tell you what, Joe, Terry, Ben, Dan, all the folks on the phone lines, they feel differently. We're going to do that when we return. Plus, this Deion Sanders story is out. Outrageous. Funny. We'll hit that.
What's up, everybody? Brian Mitchell here from my team over at EMP 180. And I have to confess, I did not tell you all the truth. When I talked about the average of 19 pounds that people gained during the pandemic, I wasn't telling you the truth. You know what? The average was 29 pounds. And that's so dangerous and it's scary even. Why? According to the medical studies, being 15% overweight takes about 8 years off your life expectancy. So no more excuses. For your health, for your loved ones, start your personalized EMP program with your own counselor today and do what I did. Book an appointment and go over there and find out exactly what you can do and get this weight loss program and it'll be the last one that you're going to ever need. Learn how thousands of fan listeners dramatically improve their health and lives with EMP 180. Start your own journey and how to feel, look, and perform like the younger you with EMP 180. The gold standard for scientifically developed personalized one-on-one nutrition-based weight loss. Call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Or go to emp180.com. EMP180 weight loss. Look better, feel better, live better, and perform better.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's figure out what the hell's going on. Our guy Ben is the right person for that. Right now, though, we might have to go speed round because the phone lines are packed. Are you nervous about the Washington football team? Getting a lot of hype out there. A lot of hype out there, B.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to our guy Brian. I believe this is B. Hall from Wilmington, North Carolina, listening on the Odyssey app. B. Hall, is that you?
That's me, man. What's up?
What's up, buddy? I'm hoping I see you next week in Richmond.
I'll be there.
I figured you would. Tell me, sir, are you nervous about the hype train, the hype rocket going on with the Washington football team?
I'm nervous because we've done this dance before. We've been on this date, and we didn't get any back then. So I don't know that we'll get any this year either. So I'm a little bit nervous. I mean, you got a lot of new people on the offense. The defense will be as good, probably a bit better than they were last year. And we beat bad teams last year. So, and we played better teams this year. So what's going to be different that we're going to beat those better teams when we play the Chiefs, when we play the Bucs?
There is honesty on the phone lines for the first time today. Thank you for the call, B. The Gambit TC listener lines provided a bit of honesty, Mr. Mullins. Now, let's go to the other side. Terry is in Washington, D.C. Terry, what's up, man? You nervous?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm a little nervous, so let me explain to you why. Because last year we had a losing record, and we won our Little East division. So what does that tell you about the rest of the division? They have to get better as well. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If I'm the head coach of that team, Ron Rivera, I'm walking around pissed off this morning that somebody outside of the walls of Redskins Park is filling up my player's head with a bunch of BS. You got to control that. Because you lose that, you lose everything. And one more thing. You remember Super Bowl 18? Remember that feeling? Yeah, you're getting geared up to get another one. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, buddy. I'll confess, I do not remember Super Bowl 18. Is that when the... Does anybody?
I'm just going to say this. What he just said is exactly what Coach Gills would be saying right now. Don't believe none of that crap. They don't know nothing going on inside these walls. They don't have a damn clue. Don't let them fill your heads up. Just focus on getting better and working. Because what the outside world says means absolutely nothing.
Dan is in Fairfax. Hello, Daniel. Are you nervous?
Guys, I don't care who we are playing. With Ron Rivera as our coach, we will be competitive this year. And you can call me a homer. I expect good years from Logan Thomas, Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, Antonio Gibson. Fitzpatrick is going to have one of his best years. Adding Charles Leno to the offensive line is a big plus. Jamin Davis in the draft. William Jackson to the defense. Come on. I'm jumping on the hype train. I'd say at least 10-7.
At least 10-7. It's the first time Dan hasn't sung in a while, but, you know, there's always another call. How about Dave in Gaithersburg? Dave, what's up, dude?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really worried because the division isn't very good. I mean, they may get a little better, but even with Dak back, Dallas' defense is horrible. Daniel Jones, he's had flashes, but I'm not really high on him as a franchise guy, and who knows what you're going to get from Jalen Hurts. And I expect them to win the division, 10, maybe 11 wins, and possibly a playoff win, but that's about it. Super contenders, no way. I mean, you need a franchise quarterback for that. It's not Fitzpatrick. Not Heinicke, as far as I'm concerned. People love to talk about the playoff game, but they forget that he was in Carolina as well and what he did there. So we'll see. But until we get that franchise guy, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, let's go. Just saying.
There you go. Right,
thanks, guys.
Thank you for the call, Dave. Ali G on Twitter says, it's funny, I'm not nervous because I know we're going to be some butt. We're going to win around 7 or 8 games, and our fans should be happy 2 years from a 3-13 season and still no quarterback. I'll take it. I just like when people refer to things as butt.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've got one that's down with dope and one that's up with hope. What do you prefer?
Either.
Joe in Manassas. Hello, Joe. What do you say?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, guys? Love the show. I think for Dan from Fairfax, been singing the same tune for the last 25 years. But that being said, I think Fitzmagic is not the guy, man. I mean, I think our defense is ready to take the next step. But in the offseason, don't you think we should have got a guy that's more of a game manager, somebody that's not going to take risks, somebody that's not going to throw the ball away?
They had that guy, and everybody was bored. They had him.
Yeah, no. That guy couldn't get away from anything. That guy was a liability, JP. Come on, man. That guy was definitely a liability.
He won some games.
He's not going to turn – Don't turn the ball over when we need to not turn the ball over in big situations. If Fitzmagic can do that, then maybe we'll have a chance. But other than that, I mean, we just need somebody that's going to hold on to the ball and not make that big play. We don't need the big play. We need the solid play.
All right. Thank you for the call, buddy. Mm. Now, I think we've got somebody that is up with hope. Ben in Germantown, you're on the Gambit DC listener line. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Actually, I'm nervous because I don't like the hype train at all. But I understand it from a media standpoint because Drew Brees is retired. Nobody believes in Kirk Cousins. And then Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Like, how are you supposed to get hyped up about that?
It's fair. Thank you, Ben.
All right.
Mike on Twitter says, if you're not nervous, you're basically the guy who falls for the guy who points at your shirt and says, what's on your shirt? And then they flip up and hit you in your nose.
Yeah.
Last one, our guy Sammy in Fairfax. Sam, are you nervous?
I'm nervous. I'll tell you why, JK. Not because of the talent, not because of the coaching, not because of the culture. I'm worried at this new COVID variant. If we can't...
Sam should be worried about his cell phone. That's what he should be worried about because it doesn't work. I think it's okay to be nervous. It's okay to be confident. A lot of football left.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, that's a
lot
the whole
of
thing.
Football left.
Just because someone said it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
If they lose week one, what are the calls be like after that with the Giants coming to town for a short week Thursday nighter?
Based off of the calls today, I think they'll call and say, oh, that don't mean anything. We're about to go 16-0 from this point.
It's a wild world. It's also a wild world in the stock market this week. Don't look at your 401k at various times. You can look again. You can't. We're going to talk to Ben White about that, and we're going to ask Ben if he's nervous about the Jeff Bezos penis-shaped hype rocket going on with the Washington football team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.